You're now listening to the Northwest Soapbox, the platform for residents of the Northwest to step up and say what's on their mind. Today, we're speaking to Kelvin Anderson, who is the Interim Executive Director of the Police Advisory Commission. Hi, Kelvin. What is the Police Advisory Commission?
The Police Advisory Commission is the city's official police oversight agency. We're a group of citizens who are empowered to take complaints and deal with other types of policy issues that come up and be the agency that encourages better cooperation between citizens in the city and the police department.
And do you feel that this role of this organization is a neutral third party that people can appeal to if they feel they're not being fairly dealt with from the police?
That's right. We're empowered to take formal complaints from citizens, and we will investigate them or send them to internal affairs and then monitor what the result of that investigation is and make recommendations to the police department and the city's administration around those individual complaints or policy issues.
Now, the Philadelphia police have been in the news lately. There was a series of separate viral videos that show footage of officers assaulting citizens. Does the Police Advisory Commission play a role in incidents such as these?
Yes, we do. We can take a look at any situation that we feel deserves further scrutiny, including the two videos that you're referring to. In the first instance, the lieutenant involved with the woman at the Puerto Rican Day Parade incident, we made a recommendation that that officer be taken off the street. He was subsequently fired by the police commissioner. In the second incident, we're monitoring what Internal Affairs is doing with that investigation, which is still ongoing.
And that was of an assault with an inebriated person on South Street.
Exactly. As many folks, I'm sure, saw the video. The man smacks the officer in the face. The officer then uses considerable amount of force to arrest him. And as I said, we're watching how that investigation goes forward.
Are there similar organizations like this throughout the nation?
That's right. There are roughly 135, 140. It's kind of a floating number of similar organizations around the country like us.
And how does Philadelphia's Police Advisory Commission kind of stack up in, as far as ability and power to do things?
We've always been rather challenged in terms of the resources that we're putting to the process of police oversight here in the city. We have a fairly low budget, not very much staff, but on the other hand, we do have a considerable amount of power. We have subpoena power. We can get documents from the police. The police are compelled to answer our questions in formal investigations. We can sit down alongside Internal Affairs and ask questions on the record that are included in the formal record that proceeds through the Police Board of Inquiry all the way up to the commissioner's desk. So despite our challenges in terms of budget and staff, we do have a considerable amount of power.
So people are approaching you with questions or complaints about the police generally?
Sure. We get formal complaints, but we also get more general questions about how citizens should deal with officers. If their car is pulled over, for example, in a livestock situation, what exactly does that entail? What are the rights that a citizen has in dealing with the officers? Or more general questions, for example, if a warrant is served at my house, what happens if there's some damage to my property in the service of the warrant? Where can I go to get that dealt with? So we try to deal with a full range of issues from formal complaints to more general questions that people have.
Who is on the hook for damage done by a warrant being served?
Actually, in that situation, you would want to file a claim with the city's law department. There's a formal process there. They will come out, do an assessment of what happened, take a look at the police paperwork, and then come up with some type of judgment as to what the city's responsibility is for that type of damage.
And is that regardless of guilt or innocence?
Yes, that's just a simple issue that deals with whatever happens to your property in the course of the service of the warrant. That's separate and apart from the legality of the warrant itself.
How best can people seek you out, and what are some situations that they should definitely keep you in mind?
Well, obviously, anytime you have a formal complaint against the police department, you can call our office. We can walk you through the complaint process either with us or directly through Internal Affairs. If you have more general questions about incidents that you see in your neighborhood that might not involve a formal complaint, you can call and let us know about that. And you can also obviously access a lot of information about what we're doing through our website, or you can call us directly on the phone at 215-685-0891.
Kelvin Anderson, Interim Executive Director of the Police Advisory Commission, thanks again for stepping on the soapbox.
This has been the Northwest Soapbox. This podcast is a platform for the people of Northwest Philadelphia to offer commentary, share news, and make a call for action. Hear all installment at nwsoapbox.podomatic.com. Anyone wishing to step onto the soapbox can contact us at soapbox@gtownradio.com.